This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Jon Stewart's Daily Show finds a new audience in Scandinavia. But first,
I love you, Arizona. Your mountains, deserts, and streams.
That's Rex Allen Jr. singing Arizona, one of the Grand Canyon State's official songs, one of them. And it means it's time for another in our series on the swing states in the November elections. Our partners at Slate.com are visiting these states that may be up for grabs this year to see which way they're swinging. And joining us now is Slate's Brian Curtis to talk about a place that's on the outside fringe of possible swing states. Brian Curtis, let's start with Arizona's recent voting history. In 2000, Arizona went for
George W. Bush.
And by how big a margin?
Bush got 51%, Al Gore got 45%, and Ralph Nader got 3%.
And what about the recent past?
Well, Arizona has voted Republican in every single election since the 50s, except for 1996 when it voted to reelect Bill Clinton.
And how many electoral votes are at stake in Arizona?
10.
All right, let's start with this question then. If Arizona almost always votes Republican, why is it considered a possible swing state? Why are these 10 even up for grabs, as you say?
Democrats are basically convinced that the entire Southwest is a swing region, if you will, because the population there, the demographics are so much in flux. For one thing, you've got big Hispanic populations in Arizona and Nevada and New Mexico, too, of course, that are growing. And Democrats figure they can siphon off a lot of those voters. The other thing is you have liberal voters from California and from the East Coast moving into Arizona. And they figure that those are going to change sort of the demographics and give them lots more votes in Arizona. We don't know how quickly they're going to come. But sooner or later, Arizona will be a swing state.
All right. Well, how big a factor are these groups going to be this year? Latinos and refugees from more liberal states moving to places like Sedona and Flagstaff.
With Latinos, it always depends on turnout. And in Arizona, Democrats are really focusing on turning out Latino voters in the southern part of the state, specifically near Tucson. And if they can get enough voters, if they can get high turnout, and if John Kerry can win about 75% of the Latino votes, then he might have an outside chance of winning Arizona. In terms of the refugees from the liberal states, they do turn out to vote, and they're going to be a very, very big factor in northern Arizona, especially in places like Sedona and Flagstaff, as you mentioned. They'll turn out in big numbers, and they will help John Kerry a bit.
Isn't Republican Senator John McCain the biggest factor there? He's so popular with the Republicans and with the state's independents. He was mentioned as a possible running mate for John Kerry, but he's backing President Bush. What's happening with that?
What's interesting about McCain is he's almost a perfect reflection of an Arizona independent. Arizona independents don't exist between, you know, the traditional lines of Republican and Democrat, and they're right in the middle. They're actually pretty conservative, generally speaking, and they listen very closely to what McCain does. So though McCain won't come out and explicitly attack John Kerry, the fact that he spoke at the Republican convention, the fact that he's been campaigning side by side with Bush, including a huge rally in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago, is very, very important to independents in Arizona. And in my mind, it's the biggest factor of why they're going to go for Bush in November.
Well, at least the Democrats can take some comfort in the fact that Ralph Nader is not going to be on the ballot in Arizona this year. Maybe that'll make a difference.
Democrats in Arizona certainly think it will because they fought very, very hard to keep Ralph Nader off the ballot. In fact, they were sort of challenged every single signature that his lieutenants brought in. But, you know, while that could sway a few independents, and you saw that 3% went for Nader back in the last election, I'm not sure it's going to be enough to actually put John Kerry over the top.
Yeah, it sounds as though you've got a pick for Arizona this November, but go ahead, Brian, tell us.
I'll take George W. Bush, and I'll give you a point spread by at least 5 points.
Opinion and analysis from Brian Curtis. He's a Slate Associate Editor, and you'll find the Swing State articles at Slate.com. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.